Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I am told that Kenny Wallace will be on the show tomorrow in 24 hours. You were mentioning this to us earlier. There's a big dirt race track at the Dome, right? But Kenny has decided to not participate.
Yes, and he will explain what's up.
What the hell's wrong with him? He's old is what the problem is.
No.
He's ancient. He's got nothing left in him.
That's terrible.
I hope he's
and
listening
untrue.
Right now. No,
yes.
It is untrue. No, but he'll explain in his own Kenny Wallace fashion tomorrow night. Did I say Kilmeade's on the show too? Yeah, Kilmeade's on the show tomorrow. Maybe I didn't, but I'm going to tell you right now.
I was going to say, yeah.
So this is not getting a lot of attention here in St. Louis. I think it probably should because we have so many families who have students in Columbia, Missouri. But there were 11 shots that were fired downtown Columbia on Saturday night, and a young woman from Stevens College was killed in this shooting. And I was, I've said this before, I don't do a lot on Facebook, but I check whose birthdays and I scroll just a little bit. And I saw my friend Fred Perry post something about this because, you know, not unlike downtown St. Louis, on a smaller scale, Columbia has had a crime issue as well. And they have touchy-feely people who are in office, like the mayor of Columbia, who want social workers. So Fred Perry is a former Boone County commissioner, former radio host as well, publisher of Inside Columbia magazine, my old friend from journalism school. We go back, good Lord, Fred, it's like 43 years at this point. How are you?
It's a long time. Good to hear from you, Mark. Great to be on your show.
Well, this is a very serious issue. And kind of tell me what happened on Saturday, first of all, with the circumstances of the shooting.
Well, this has been going on for a long time in Columbia. Once the bar is closed, there's a couple of bars where the patrons find it to be a great blood sport to go out and pick fights with fraternity boys after the bar is closed. And so it's just, you know, it's chaos every Friday and Saturday evening in downtown Columbia. But, you know, we have had a number of incidents where shots have been fired, and we've had some pretty serious things over the years. But there was always this fear that one day a college student would be the victim of some terrible crime in downtown Columbia. And, you know, we just have, as a community, the leaders in our community just don't take it serious. And our mayor, a lady by the name of Barbara Buffalo, who sports purple hair, and I know you've had some wacky mayors in St. Louis over the years, but I got to tell you, this woman takes a cake.
I've followed her a little bit. Yes, I know a little bit about her, right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Her big issue is climate change, and as you know, there's a lot that Columbia, Missouri can do about climate change.
Of course, they can solve the world's problem. Yeah.
Yeah, she's at an international conference every other month for climate change. And so really what's happened is that she has just ignored some of the decay. And, you know, we've had a police department that is understaffed at any given time by at least 50 officers in a small town like Columbia. That's a big deal. And, you know, she just has never done anything to really take the issue seriously. And, you know, Columbia, as you will recall from your days here, this is a very permissive liberal community. We've always had a very permissive attitude about drugs. We have a very permissive attitude about young people being out on the streets when they should be at home with their parents. And we're talking about, you know, 12 and 13 year old kids running around with guns. She had just never considered this a priority, and so it backfired on us on Friday night.
This was early Saturday morning, right? So there's a guy that starts to shoot, you know, into the air, and he hits this Ayanna Williams is her name, Stevens College student who later dies from her injuries. I don't know if anyone else was injured, but look, I saw your Facebook post, right? You hammered Barbara Buffalo, said, look, it's time for a recall, but you're not the only one. Munchoy, the president of the University of Missouri system, sent a blistering letter to Barbara Buffalo demanding policy changes and threatening to involve Mike Kehoe. I'm pretty sure that Governor Kehoe is involved already, or he's aware of this because he's on top of stuff. But look, Munchoy is calling for things that you've probably been calling for, Fred, for years. More police downtown, you know, elimination of policies. When he says that attract criminals to the region, what does he mean there specifically? Do you know?
I think what he's really talking about is just the permissiveness, and the city has just invested in a $23 million opportunity center that will be a place for people who are homeless to stay at night and have their pets taken care of and receive social services and the handouts that come with that. And so what we've done is that we've made Columbia, Missouri a mecca for homeless individuals who want to come and take advantage of the free services. So there's a lot of handouts in Columbia.
Yeah.
And, you know, the big difference here is that Munchoy, the president of the University of Missouri, maybe he doesn't get a lot of ink in St. Louis, but I'll tell you what, this is the first time that I can remember in 40 or 50 years where the university president has said enough is enough. He's injected himself into a local Columbia matter. And that is why things are starting to swirl. You know?
Yeah, that's interesting. So what, you know, and obviously I think the mayor responded to Munchoy and said, we're doing everything, blah, 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 blah. But do you think that, you know, we had this pivotal moment here, Fred, that you're probably at least a little familiar with this young woman, Janae Edmondson, who's here for a volleyball tournament. And we got a kid, Daniel Riley, who's not even supposed to be out of jail, that hits her. And I have a police officer friend said it was the most gruesome scene he's ever come upon in his entire career. And he's seen people shot in the head, et cetera. And this poor young girl had her legs, you know, amputated because of that accident. But that moment, you know, as tragic as it was, finally drew some attention to Kim Gardner in the circuit attorney's office and our mayor. And it forced change in a very tragic way. Is this something that may do that, finally, you know, get people to look at this problem a little bit more seriously in Columbia?
Yeah, this is that moment. And I think that Munchoy is a very powerful leader in our community. He is the CEO of the largest employer, the largest economic, you know, the largest cog in our economic engine. And so when he speaks, people listen. And I think it's really hard to criticize his concern. His words are, you are hurting my business. And his business is protecting the students at the University of Missouri. And so I think this is why we're going to see change. Now, this is a mayor that has her priorities completely out of whack. And she's got a wacky city council that supports her at everything
of
that she
course,
does.
Of course, that's what we have here. You know?
Yep. And so, you know, it's going to be really hard to force change. But, you know, I think the citizens have had enough, and I think that they're ready to say, you know what, we can't go downtown anymore. And Mark, you remember, Columbia used to have a very charming downtown district, you know, just with restaurants and carriage rides and great retailers. And, you know, for a small town, we had a very bright, vibrant downtown. that is no longer the case. And so it's a place where you don't go after 9 o'clock at night.
That's just so sad. It really is. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry this poor young girl at Stevens College lost her life. Well, you keep on them, Fred Perry. I know you're always good for this. I hope all is well in the rest of your life. I haven't seen you in a while. It's been a little while since we've seen someone in person.
I know. It has to come up for a Mizzou game. And I want to say hi to Nathan Baldwin, one of your listeners who just texted me that he's listening to your show right now. So great to hear from you, Mark. And we miss you in Columbia.
I would say, Nathan, I would question your judgment when it comes to friends. But, Fred, I feel the same way. Thank you so much. Take care. We'll see
you. Take care, buddy.
He's awesome. We go. I mean, I could tell. He can tell you stories about me. I can tell you stories about him that go back to, like, he was the, if I remember this correctly, he was the editor of the Maneater, and the Maneater is the student, you know, newspaper on the campus of Mizzou. And that was a big deal. I was in the news department at KCOU. I couldn't get a disc jockey shift on that station because they were so coveted. So I did news on KCOU, but I lived on the Stevens College campus. I lived in a dorm called Hillcrest Hall, and they had a radio station. And somehow I finagled my way into doing a disc jockey show, and I played music, alternative music, on the Stevens College station. I really do think there was a time in Columbia I was working at three different stations at the same time because I was doing, you know, KBIA, which is what you do for your journalism. I was doing the Stevens station and then KCOU. That's when I actually worked for a living.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.